This is the home of the U, Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Welcome to Hurricanes Weekly, where we talk all things Canes every Sunday morning. Today's show is presented by Williamson Cadillac Buick GMC. Miami's premier luxury dealership is Williamson Cadillac Buick GMC. Visit WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Now, the voice of the U, Joe Zagacki.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to Hurricanes Weekly, Sunday, December the 9th, 2018. Coming up on the show, we'll talk about University of Miami football. The Canes are going to be playing in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City at Yankee Stadium on Thursday, December 27th, with a 5:15 p.m. kickoff. Earlier this week, discussing the Hurricanes bowl game appearance, University of Miami Athletic Director Blake James spoke with Alex Dono and Don Bailey Jr.
Blake, first and foremost, how did you find out about the Pinstripe Bowl selection, and were you as surprised as many of us were?
Well, I found out through the conference. I guess I wouldn't say I was surprised. I had talked with New York through the week, and they had really expressed a lot of interest in us and made it very clear to me they were going to do everything they could to get us up to be in the game, and obviously we're thrilled to be here, and that's the way it worked out, and I got the call yesterday afternoon letting us know we're there.
Blake, the fan base that Miami has in that corridor of the country is just tremendous, and what a nice reward for them. All the fans that forever that have supported the University of Miami and the alumni and the former players, and so many people have come from that section of the country. How nice is it going to be for them to be able to just a couple days after Christmas go see their Canes play?
Oh, I think it's special. I think that's one of the things that made it such a priority for the Pinstripe Bowl to get us here, is recognizing just the great representation from the University of Miami, not only alumni, but fans that we have in this Northeast corridor. And then to know that we're not able to be here on a regular basis, as you guys both know, back in the day, we were up here playing Rutgers every year, and our New York fan base got a taste of seeing the Canes live in action, you know, every other year up here. And that just hasn't been the case. You know, the closest we've been in a while is Boston, you know, this year. And that's still a bit of a haul from here. So I know the fan base here will be excited, and I know they'll be out there showing their orange and green and cheering us on, hopefully to a victory.
And not to mention for the players, being in New York City, I'm sure many players haven't been up there, and being there during the holiday season I think makes it extra magical.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there isn't a better place to be than New York over the holidays, and it's just going to be a great experience. You know, you start off with the Yankees, and you know everything they do is first class, and they're going to create a first class experience. And then when you put it in New York City over the Christmas holidays, it's going to make it even more magical, and it's an experience that I know our guys will never forget, and I'm sure our staff won't forget. It's going to be a special time, and I'm up here right now. I actually went and saw the stadium today and the field set up, and went over to our hotel, and again, it's just going to be a first-rate experience, and we're excited to be here.
Blake, as far as timelines go, when does Miami arrive in New York? When do they come back and practice spots and getting around that ever-busy city?
The tentative plan right now is we'll come up on the 22nd. We're going to be practicing over at Columbia University, and obviously the game's on Thursday, December 27th at 5:15, and I know they'll do a great job of getting us around town, and when we're not going to practice, I know our guys will do a great job getting around, just taking everything in.
It's not that common to go up against the same team in two bowl games in a row. Your thoughts on the matchup with Wisconsin?
Great program. Obviously, great traditional history. When you look at in the history of college football, I think the people at the Pinstripe Bowl looked at it as an opportunity to line up two programs. And I think everyone would say, probably in the perfect world, you wouldn't have them go back-to-back years. Reality is, it's two different teams, two different seasons, and I know they're going to be jacked up to take on us, and it's a situation where I know our guys are going to be excited to take on the Badgers.
When you think of this bowl game, Blake, the first thing that comes to your mind is they're getting to play at Yankee Stadium, right? I mean, is there anything better than that? When you think of an opportunity to play there, no matter what the sport is, that's got to be something you carry with you forever.
Oh, it's one of the iconic places in the world. That's what they were walking us around today. They're talking about how Muhammad Ali fought here. Obviously, all the world championships the Yankees have won, all just the great events there, and what they've done over the years with this Pinstripe Bowl. Although it's a new bowl, it's just been one that's really jumped to the top of the list of of experiences and special bowls. And again, we're excited to be here.
And I was reading today, you probably heard this by now, Blake, that Miami actually did play a bowl game at Yankee Stadium back in 1962, the Gotham Bowl.
Gotham Bowl. George Meyer, I believe.
The famed Gotham Bowl. I don't have a recollection on it. It was 7 years before me, and I'll have to lean on DBJ there to give us a little more.
Yeah, I remember I was 1 year old sitting on my dad's knee watching the Gotham Bowl. No.
Oh, man. And Blake, what would it mean, you know, the opportunity for this program after a tough middle stretch to potentially finish the year with a bowl win and finish the year with three straight victories and an 8-5 record, considering where things were a few weeks ago? How much would a victory in the Pinstripe Bowl mean for the Canes?
Yeah, I think it'd be a great way to end the season. I think any time you can end the season with a bowl victory, it gives you just a little extra oomph going into the next season and into the signing day in February. And I think if we were able to do it again, given everything that we went through this year, it just would be a special end to a season. Again, I think everyone would recognize Binko the way that we had planned or wanted, and no one was happy as we went through that period there where we had a number of losses in a row. But to finish with three straight victories against Virginia Tech, Pittsburgh, and Wisconsin, I think it'd be a great way to end this season and get things going for next year and get ready for Florida there to start the season next year.
We were talking with University of Miami Athletic Director Blake James joining us here on WQAM. Another big highlight this week, Blake, you've got the College Football Hall of Fame induction of Ed Reed coming up. What has he meant historically, the significance that Ed Reed has towards Miami, the prestige and the magic of his career in a Canes uniform?
I think he's just one of the truly special people and players of all time. Again, not only at the University of Miami, but what Ed has gone on to do as a professional football player and as a person. Again, I'm confident he's going to be a first ballot NFL Hall of Famer come February when they make that announcement. I'm going to be here with him tonight. The ACC celebrates him tonight, and then tomorrow the College Football Hall of Fame will induct him into the College Football Hall of Fame. And I think Ed's just he's a great football player. He's a great person and did so many great things for our university and continues to do so. He's one of those guys that you just like to have around because he's someone who's going to achieve at the highest level in everything he does.
You know, Blake, when you look what he accomplished at UM, I think so many people, they don't remember, really. I mean, the numbers that he put up were shocking. I mean, he had 21 career interceptions. He had 5 touchdowns off of turnovers. He led the nation his senior year with 9 interceptions and 3 touchdowns. I think everybody remembers in the Boston College game where he took the ball away from Matt Walters and went in for a score. But I think you hit on something that's very, very special with him is the type of Cane he is, the type of University of Miami player and person and what he's meant to this program. And, you know, his NFL career, of course, 9 Pro Bowls says enough. But I'm with you, first ballot inductee in the NFL Hall of Fame. But how about the person?
And that's, again, that you're my point exactly, Don. I mean, he's a first-class person in everything that he does and just someone that we talk about building champions in our athletic program. And you look at someone like Ed Reed, and I think we can all be proud to say he's a Miami Hurricane. And I'm excited to be with him and support him here tonight. Obviously, well-deserved honor. Again, you look back at his career and just some special moments in the history of University of Miami football had Ed Reed as a part of them. And excited to be able to be here and celebrate with him over the next 2 nights.
Blake James, Athletic Director at the University of Miami. Thank you so much, Blake, for taking the time. And I'm glad you can be up there in New York a little bit to kind of scout the conditions and get everybody ready for a bowl game I'm really excited for. Thank you.
Hey, great to be on with you guys, and look forward to seeing all the New York Canes up here out cheering us on, and obviously encourage all those down in South Florida to make the trip north. There's no place better to be over the holidays in New York and come out and cheer on the Canes with the Badgers.
Give my best, Ed Reed.
Me too.
Will do. Take care, guys.
Thanks to Blake James for joining us. Our show is brought to you in part by Williamson Cadillac. During the season's best event, you're invited to shop their best selection of new Cadillacs. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Pinstripe Bowl. We'll do that as we continue right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Radio.com. This is Hurricanes Weekly, presented by Williamson Cadillac Buick GMC on the home of the U, Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Happy to welcome you back to Hurricanes Weekly, brought to you in part by Williamson Cadillac. There's never been a better time to experience the timeless luxury and performance of driving a new Cadillac than right now. On December 27th, the Hurricanes will play in New York City, a football game at Yankee Stadium, the Pinstripe Bowl, 5:15 kickoff, a rematch of last year's Orange Bowl game against Wisconsin. So Miami and the Wisconsin Badgers will battle at Yankee Stadium at the Pinstripe Bowl. Earlier this week, Mark Holtzman from the New York Yankees and the Pinstripe Bowl talked about the Hurricanes in Wisconsin with Alex Dono and Don Bailey Jr.
Hey, we were just talking about Don Bailey and I about, for these South Florida, most of these being South Florida-based players in Miami, how nice it's going to be for these guys to get to spend some time in the holiday season in New York City. I mean, that's like synonymous with Christmas time for American pop culture. So I think the chance to spend some time up there is going to be great.
Yeah, and we try and capture every essence of New York City. I mean, we have a function right at Rockefeller Center, so you get to see the tree.
Nice.
They go to Radio City Music Hall. They go to a comedy club at Lincoln Center. We ring the bell at the Stock Exchange. They go to the 9/11 Memorial. So we want to really make it special. You know, I looked at the 30-day forecast today, and it says it's supposed to be in the upper 40s that day.
Nice.
Perfect day for football.
It's just a little cool day in southern Florida. That's it.
So tell me, as far as the selection for this game, what was appealing about the University of Miami, about the Miami Hurricanes?
Well, first of all, you're a national brand. And, you know, New York, it's a big stage, a lot of media. And you got to throw your fastball in New York City or it's not going to work. the Hurricanes have a storied history. But that alone doesn't sell in New York. I mean, there's a lot of competing professional sports. But you have a pretty significant alumni base. If you look in that belt from, Washington, D.C. to Boston, and especially in that New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Long Island, the Hurricanes have a lot of alumni. I mean, it's almost a subway alumni, so to speak. And we just felt, it all resonated. I mean, we don't have the opportunity to get a brand like Miami every year. I mean, you're used to playing in, we're up and coming. I mean, we're now looked at as, a pretty significant bowl game, but we're not a New Year's Day game. And, you guys are used to playing in those New Year's Day games. So here we have the opportunity. And also it's about matchups. And, we have the opportunity to give you a pretty familiar matchup there. And we just thought that the combination would be compelling.
Mark, if you go back 3 months, or let's just say the beginning of September, this was a number 4 and a number 8 preseason team. So if somebody would have told you we'll take Wisconsin and UM at the Pinstripe in December, everybody in the country would have jumped on it.
I would have signed right up for it. Absolutely. Now we just have to hope that that the alumni. I believe we'll get a fair amount of people traveling from both the Miami area and the Madison, Wisconsin area, because it's an easy plane ride here. And let's just hope that the combination of that and the ability for both of you to get your alumni to come out here, will make for a very provocative day.
I'll tell you, you talk, Mark, about some of the great activities that the players will get to partake in Manhattan. Let's also not forget that they're at Yankee Stadium itself. For any sports fan, all these players are sports fans. That is a cathedral for sports. To be able to play, a football game in a historic baseball venue like that is also big.
Well, not only sports, really. It's you look at the last 100 years. I mean, we've had all major, sports. Yes, I mean, we've had everything going back to the Lewis Schmeling fight. You've had Muhammad Ali, fight there. We've had the Pope at Yankee Stadium. We've had Nelson Mandela at Yankee Stadium. Really, every major we've had, we honored, Gerald MacArthur and George Patton, at Yankee. I mean, literally all the major figures who have associated themselves with the major events of the last 100 years, in one way, shape, or form, they've made it through Yankee Stadium. Then, of course, we have won a few world championships, and we've had a few famous players who played on our team.
So if you're going to be one of the fans that are traveling, whether it's from Miami, Wisconsin, how do they get help on, if you've never been there before, you got to know how to package a deal to get in and where to stay and get to the stadium. It's a little bit different than driving up and setting up the camper and setting up a pregame party.
Sure. Well, the first thing I do is I get tickets, and if you go on, you know, the Hurricanes website, you can get a pretty good deal on tickets because the schools get a special deal on tickets. So the first thing to secure your tickets on the Hurricane website. Next thing, as far as accommodations are concerned, look, New York over Christmas, beautiful, but it's also very expensive, New York over Christmas time. You don't have to stay in New York. I mean, for those of you who are familiar with the area, as I know, you have so many transplanted New Yorkers in southern Florida. I mean, we're right by the George Washington Bridge. You go over the bridge, you're in New Jersey in 10 minutes. There are 15 to 20 hotels right there where you can get very reasonable rates to stay.
What if they're looking for a great slice of New York pizza before the game? Where do they go for that?
Rays.
You get it in New York City, New Jersey, or the Bronx.
That's right.
You get pizza, great pizza everywhere. But no, seriously, it's not. Then, of course, you have multiple airports. You can go into 5 different airports to get here. And it's really, when it gets right down to it, if you shop smart, you'll be able to come to this game for a fairly reasonable price, and I think have a very special experience, especially if you've never been to New York around Christmas time. I mean, they've written musicals and they write stories about it. It's a special place.
Tell me what was especially appealing about having essentially an immediate rematch between Miami and Wisconsin. You'd mentioned it, two teams that are familiar with one another, having just played a year ago.
Right. Well, you know, there are a number of factors that go. We're slotted at a certain level to pick in both, for both conferences. And I mean, at the end of the day, once again, the level of bowl that we're at, we're what I consider an upper mid tier bowl. Okay, I mean we're rising every year, but we do not have the opportunity every year to get the likes of a Wisconsin and a Miami. And to be honest with you, we factored it. We realize that it's a repeat, but you know something? It's such a good matchup. And I think, and both schools have so many alumni in this area, we just really couldn't pass up putting either brand at Yankee Stadium because you're not sure the next time you're going to get an opportunity. Like I said, they were 4-8 ranked in the preseason poll. I mean, they played in the Orange Bowl last year. I mean, you just don't know when you're going to get the opportunity to get these type of schools to play at Yankee Stadium. And we thought about it, but at the end of the day, you got to jump on it. And you know, our network partner didn't seem to have a problem either with it. I mean, but everyone likes the matchup.
How do you fit a football field into Yankee Stadium? How does that work? What direction does it run?
Oh, I've been asked this question many times.
I bet.
Well, fortunately, we're a new state. The new stadiums. Okay. The new footprint for stadiums are built differently than the old footprint for baseball stadiums. And even though a lot of the new baseball stadiums are a lot smaller than the old stadiums used to be, the footprint is bigger on the field, and they're built in a way that you could have multi-purpose because, you know, everything's very expensive today, and you want to have more than just baseball at your facility, and to do that, the field has to be multi-purpose. So when George Steinbrenner was still alive and he looked at the footprint for the new Yankee Stadium, he was always a very big football fan. He also was a former assistant football coach at Purdue and Northwestern. And he made sure that the footprint for Yankee Stadium was big enough for college football. And what we do is we go home plate out to center field, and you're kicking field goals into Monument Park. And if you hit a good field goal, you might be able to hit Joe D or the Babe.
I love that. Great information here. Mark Holtzman, he is the Pinstripe Executive Director and Vice President of Non-Baseball Sporting Events. Thank you so much for taking the time, and I'm looking forward to Miami's players getting a chance to spend some great time up there and play in a really, really nice bowl game. Thank you, Mark.
Pleasure talking to you guys. And Hurricane fans, we welcome you in New York over Christmas.
Thanks so much to Mark Holtzman for joining us on the show. When we come back, we'll talk about Hurricanes recruiting with Larry Bluestein. The early signing period is coming up in just about 2 weeks. Let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami. Nobody knows the luxury car business better than Ed Williamson. And nobody has been a bigger leader in the community than Ed Williamson. And right now, during the season's best event, you're invited to shop their best selection of new Cadillacs, like the 2018 Escalade, also the XT5s, the CT6s, and the first ever 2019 Cadillac XT4, all in stock and ready for a test drive today. The holidays are here, knocking on the door. If you are interested in a luxury automobile, may I suggest Williamson Cadillac, where you're going to enjoy a unique buying experience plus peace of mind and confidence come standard. Williamson Cadillac is conveniently located at US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto Expressway. Williamson Cadillac, your premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com. And remember, Williamson is Miami.
This is Hurricanes Weekly, presented by Williamson Cadillac Buick GMC on the home of the U, Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Welcome back to Hurricanes Weekly. As we continue on, our show is brought to you by Williamson Cadillac, your premier luxury dealership. On December the 19th, there will be the early signing period. So the Hurricanes putting the pedal to the metal in recruiting, trying to boost up that recruiting class, the early signing period. And for more on where the Hurricanes stand in recruiting, Larry Bluestein joins us on the show to talk about Hurricanes recruiting here on Hurricanes Weekly.
Larry Bluestein joins us here. We're talking about...
Yeah, and I want to know what it's going to take to build for the future. I mean, Blue, people are... I don't even want to log into Twitter right now. People are freaking out about decommitments. Tell me what's happening out there at offensive line. What's going on? Should I panic, Blue?
No. You never
panic. Thank you.
You never panic. And the whole thing is it's going to come down to Miami getting kids that really want to be here. Kind of surprised with Michael Tarquin. I kind of built a relationship up with the family.
I'm a little disappointed with him, to be honest with you. I mean, I understand.
Do I need to talk to him?
I think
he is it too late? Is he already signed?
Has he signed anything with Florida? No. But
does he sign anything?
You know, the whole thing is, I really am. I just thought that he was really a tremendous fit for the program.
Sure.
Out at Paradise Camp, and I've known the father follows me a lot on the on Twitter and on social media. So that kind of was really a surprise. The rest of the guys, the kid up in Jacksonville, not so much. I think what it's gotten Miami to do in this little cycle that they're out is they're out.
They're
way out.
They're hunting.
They're way out, guys. Yeah. I mean, and you know what? I made a suggestion. I guess I have to call Barry Jackson up because all the things that I told him aren't coming true.
Yeah, I see your name all over the news today. Every Barry Jackson blog, he's quoting Larry Bluestein.
Yeah, well, I hope he doesn't.
Who's the voice?
Well, actually, because I thought that, I really felt that Michael would be a sticker. But you know what? I look at the kids that are, and it's important to understand that a lot of these guys, and I didn't think Michael was one of them, were so enamored by Virginia Tech and Notre Dame last year, and they got caught up in that, look at Miami's hot right now, that they didn't, I'm not going to blame anybody, but they didn't explore everything. They didn't go to Florida. They didn't go to Florida State. They didn't go to these other places. They were so, oh, Miami, I want to be here.
Okay.
But then they started going around and seeing this and that, and I could fully understand it. But that, to me, sometimes is, as a parent or as a coach, you kind of discuss that with the kid. Commitment, look to commitment, word up commitment in the dictionary, and you'll find really what it means. And so, to me, I'm not huge with the commitments ever. I'm always loving National Signing Day because, that's when it becomes official. But that's what's happened. These kids are committing because they're 18, 17 years old. And wow, did you see that last night in Miami? The place was going crazy. And that's what happens.
That's a very
good point. It's an impulse to that type of recruiting. They never had any Miami allegiance. I mean, you look at the kids from Chaminade. the three seniors and Williams and Keontae Smith and Couch. You know, there's a little bit of history here. They they want to be in the in the area. They're going to be in the spotlight. As I told you, Keontae Smith is off the charts good, and he's in. You know, I'm not saying he is Jaquan, but he's a potential Jaquan Johnson. The way he plays, the way he leads, hard hitter. Don, you know as well as I do, and it goes back through just 50 years of University of Miami football, the people who wanted to be here are the kids that stayed 4 years. Because it's funny how, you know, even when you have a recruit, you say to yourself, wow, that kid's going to leave in midstream. Because go back and look at your recruit. Maybe let's go back to 2012 and let's take it 5 years. Go back and look at those lists and see how many kids quit.
Right.
You know, or left. Or,
but does that go back to how many of them changed high schools, too?
Is there a correlation? There's
got to
be a correlation.
Right?
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, it's an instability. It's again, using the word commitment in the wrong way. I mean, if I was talking to Mark Richt, then you're 17 years old, Don, and you and him are in there hanging out, and you're a quarterback, and you're here, and look at Vinny Testaverde, and look at all Jim Kelly, and, you know, and George Myra, and everybody, and that's you. That's you one day. So you get, you're thinking, wow, a major college coach. I've watched him at Georgia. I've watched him everywhere. He's telling me this, you know. And so what happens is, instead of the kid really looking at all aspects of recruiting, even from the University of Miami standpoint, to understand what the academics offer, how many immense graduates that are roaming this earth that can do something for you and have done something for others at a very high level. And also, go see the five schools you're interested in.
Take advantage of
them. Go see before you tell me that you want to marry me. Make sure that
ladies know. I feel like some of these kids some of these kids will take a visit to the first school, commit, take another visit, they'll commit to that school. It's like every single school they go to, that's the one.
Well, the pattern for me, and it's just an understanding of living in the now. And when they're up there with the guys, hey, I was up there with Joe Jones from LSU and this guy from Kansas and Wisconsin, and they're all going to Arkansas. I want to go to Arkansas. But why? You didn't walk the campus. You have no clue what the student body is. Antoine Smith from Florida State, the kid from Pahokee, probably did something that no one to this day understood or probably even knew, but he used to go to campuses for the visits, but he would, before he'd go into the athletic, he'd spend 3 hours during a school day walking around the campus to see what
good
it was
idea.
Like. Yeah, he did this. He told me he did
you
this at Mississippi, but but he just wanted to make sure that this was all about him, engineering building, this and that. So there's a lot to it, and I think that the Hurricane fans, I know that every week when I come on, more and more kids are decommitting, but that's part of that. You know, that wasn't going to be anyway. It could have been in 2 years when they were, when all of a sudden some guy who wanted to be here was busting his tail in practice and bypassed you. And then all of a sudden the next day you go into Mark Richt that this university's not
for me. You see that a little bit, right? You see that a little bit everywhere, right?
So let me tell you something. This university would be for you if you were here for the reason, you know, and for the right reasons.
So now, you know, down to I believe 13 commits for 2019. But who are they? Who are they working on, Blue? Who are some of the late commits or flips that we might see come around?
Well, Evan Neal is a guy that I know that everybody's sitting there. Oh, no way, they'll never get him. But he's a guy that has had Miami.
He's a five-star, right?
Yeah, he's from Okeechobee. Now is at IMG. Big kid, big lineman. The thing is, and I know that what happened when they went out before this period, you know, when they were still in the dark period, I know that they plotted out what they had to do. They really understood where a lot of these kids weren't going to stay committed. So, you know, you have to have a backup plan. And believe me, Mark Richt hasn't been in this business this long, this successful, without understanding what this is all about. Believe me, he didn't put every single egg in that basket and walk out of the room.
Promise.
So, and you know, Don, I don't have to tell you this. I think people keep underestimating this man. This what he has done, not only as a college player and as a college assistant coach and as a coordinator, but as a head coach. And to be successful at the SEC level. I don't care if he didn't win a national title, but he won. He won on a consistent basis, and my Rams benefited the most with Todd Gurley.
You and your Rams. Yeah. How about the offensive lineman at Central that they're working on that's committed to BC?
See, here's the thing. And I don't know if you and I talked about this, but they're identifying kids a little bit too late. They're waiting. Mm. They shouldn't have to wait on somebody else to qualify a kid. You know, I mean, oh, he got committed by Boston College, but and then all of a sudden FSU came in and then we got him. You know, I would like to see Maurice Smith end up here. I think he's technically the best offensive lineman in South Florida, bar none. I mean,
who's he remind you? Is he a DJ Skate?
No, he's more of a KC Jones type of guy.
Wow.
He's not a tall kid, but he'll kill you in the middle. You won't get by him. He's a tough kid.
That's a big statement.
Yeah. He's that. I'm not saying he.
Because Casey's as good as I've ever seen.
But he's not Casey, but he's that type.
I got you.
You know, and maybe in given time, because remember, he's played tackle and guard too.
I got you.
For him to be a center and playing tackle and guard, yeah, he's technically as good as you get. I mean, I've seen him go up against the kid Malcolm Ray from Carroll City and more than handled his own. So yeah, he's a really, really good kid. Miami's in on him because they're a local guy. He's got Navon Donaldson as well.
Do you think Miami makes up the numbers?
Yeah, they're going to do it. I mean, you know what? Whether it comes in the form of a couple of JC kids, which I don't mind.
Or transfers, right?
It's going to be, you know, you don't want to keep carrying these over, especially when you need so much depth. You know, that's what we're after now. You have, from our running back standpoint, we're there, but you've got to get another quarterback in this class.
Got to get a tight end.
And you've got to get a quarterback in this class. I know that everybody's talking about nine different, you know, because somebody said to me, maybe this kid fits with Miami. You don't know. You really don't know, because the quarterback are all different kind of styles.
That's right.
So you don't know who's in charge that day to say, you know, he's a fit for that offense. And that's one of the things that they've got to get a little bit ironed out so a recruit will understand is, oh, it's Perry or it's Williams or it's whoever. You got to go in there with the mindset that you're going to fit that offense, like Cameron. Mm-hmm. You know, Cameron would fit any offense, you know, pro style. He's a really good back. He's great vision and great balance. So, and he was one of the guys that, you know, I thought would take time, and he watched and he learned.
He's a sleeper, too.
He's
what
a beast.
I mean, right? But
pound for pound, the strongest guy on that team, I'm telling you.
Everybody was Lingard, right?
Yeah.
But you watched.
And rightfully so. He's 6'1",
well,
and he
I
was
got
a,
it.
You know, he.
But
he,
then fluidity of Cameron compared to him?
There's a thing about being a football player, and then there's an athlete.
Thank you.
Or a track guy.
That's right.
And Cameron's a pure football guy.
He's
a throwback guy.
Thanks so much to Larry Bluestein, Alex Dono, and Don Bailey Jr. A reminder, the University of Miami women's basketball team is in action today at the Watsco Center. They'll be taking on New Orleans with a 1 o'clock tip-off. The men are back in action on December 19th against Houston Baptist at the Watsco Center. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Hurricanes Weekly on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.